Mantles is brought to you by
EXO Auto Works. EXO Auto Works is Colorado Springs' home of the $50 synthetic blend oil change. Call now, 719-375-3232, or visit exoautoworks.com to make your appointment.
Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman service in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $45 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance.
Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today, 719-963-2020, or go to facebook.com/Enharmonic Studios.
From EXO Auto Works, streaming all over the world.
We're coming for you, globalist!
It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
With Eric Madrid and Trevor Lane. It's man tools.
How about now?
Didn't see the funny lights.
That's
no
weird.
No blinkies. Probably had a power loss. Anyway, welcome to another evening of crippling disappointment. It's just terrible. I had to get glasses.
That happens.
It happens. You're an old man. And you've been looking at the computer screen for days and days and days.
Yeah.
Kicking ass, bud. Studio kicking ass. How's your week? I missed last week. Sorry about that.
That's all right. We did we did it from my house.
Nice.
And it sounded like shit. So
I
was
sorry.
Very disappointed. I was using my Bluetooth headset with a microphone.
Yeah.
And apparently that's not the way
that
to
only
do it.
Works if you're gaming and you want to call somebody a stupid motherfucker or tell him you banged his mom.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
apparently. It was all jingle jangly, like a you know, back in the day when you would burn a WAV file to a CD and
yeah.
It would come out right?
Well, something happened to me and I was head over heels.
Yeah.
I had to shout.
Let it all out. Yeah.
Oh, let's see. There's more. So many good ones. I had to break it down again. Yeah. Because everybody wanted to rule the world. Got them all in there. Yeah, man. I had around Christmas, I'd gotten tickets to go see Tears for Fears for somebody's birthday, and then I had an extra ticket, so it popped up in the app, because it's this weird place where you buy tickets from other people.
Right, yeah.
And then they don't show up until, like, the day of.
Right.
There's a reminder on your phone if you so choose to select it. Well, it did, but it was only like that morning. I was like, oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I should go to that. And I sold the ticket to this dude real quick, like online. I said, I'll meet you there. So I had money to go do it. And he's like, why'd you get these tickets? I'm like, because I'm behind the soundboard and it sounds awesome. And he's like asking me all the questions about like what that does and what this does. I was like, is that blue thing right there? He's like, yeah. I was like, that's more than your car. What? I'm like, they got real money. I didn't realize Tears for Fears also the longer haired dude. I guess he married someone from Denver.
Oh, okay.
Many, many moons ago, so he's kind of a Denverite.
Hangs out there a lot.
Yeah. And so we got like an extra special long show because all the in-laws and family and everybody came.
Oh, okay.
So they like tacked on
That's
a whole
cool.
bunch of extra cool shit.
That's cool.
And the Cold War Kids are the opening band. Yeah, that was pretty good stuff. Like, I've heard their records, and I was like, clone of whoever. No. They're legit.
All right.
They're super legit. I feel bad now for judging them on their album. They're better live. multi-instrumentalists.
They need a good producer to capture
they
that.
They really do, and they should go to Enharmonic Studios for your next time. It was fun. The I don't remember his name. The singer guy was like the guitar singer guy, not the bass singer guy, because they're a duo. He says, he's like, yeah, a lot of family, a lot of friends are here, so I made a promise to my wife there'd be no cheap mother-in-law jokes. And I was like, that's awesome. So that was a lot of fun. Thanks for covering it.
Yeah.
Last minute, you know, Dealey Bobs.
Well, we've got, I was telling you before the show started, we've got baby rats.
Yeah.
We're fostering for the rat rescue.
Seems like a noble and laudable.
Well, I had to put my foot down. I'm like, we're not naming any because I know what that leads to.
Right.
The best we can do is numbers. You can number them. Mm-hmm. Like, here's black number one. Here's speckled guy number two.
Right.
That's
all
it.
You can do.
That's
don't
it.
Name them.
We're not naming them.
No, because then they get attached.
We've got six adult rats that are ours, jeez. And then mom of these guys, who's not ours. She's going. She has a home, and then 11 babies. So what is that? 18. 7 plus 11. Yeah, 18.
Wouldn't lie to me.
Yeah. I'm like, no. When these guys are old enough for the rescue to start adopting out, they're going back, and she's going to adopt them out.
Yeah, we're fostering.
Yeah.
That means you get them ready to not pee in the house and, or you know.
Well, with rats, it's like eat solid food and be big enough that you don't slip through the bars in a normal rat cage.
Right. It's like me dating women. Foster them till they find their forever home.
There you go. Yeah.
So true. Yeah, that's how it works. So we've got a hell of a show. We've got a hell of a show.
We do.
No wheel of.
I can always.
No. It's fine. Let's jump into the news. Like we'll do a quick regular show.
Okay.
And then because I have Midgard in the studio.
Yes, you do.
I left poor Alex in charge of the Pro Tools. Hopefully they get something done. I'm sure they'll do just fine.
Yeah.
You know, they're used to playing with, like, Studio One and or Reaper, which is, like, it's like going from a 10-speed to a Ferrari. Oh, well. Good dudes. All right, let's jump into the news.
Let's do it. As you'll see from some of these news stories, it pays to be prepared. And there's no better way to be prepared than to have some emergency food from Valley Food Storage. Get that now by going to prepare.mantoolsmedia.com or click on that little QR code there right next to Eric. And, yeah, last 25 years. Comes in handy.
Bucket o' meat.
Bucket o' meat. All right. We start with... story from a school district in Massachusetts that is under fire because they started this advanced math program and then it attracted too many white and Asian students and now they've axed it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get this, the constant search for equity and equality of outcomes that don't happen in the real world.
Well,
like there's this weird, well, if a certain segment of the population is 50%, then 50% of them should be in all segments of the population.
Equity, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's different. I saw the cartoon where it said there's three kids, tall kid, medium-sized kid, short kid. Equity means the short kid gets all three little step stools to stand on to see over the fence. The tall kid deals with it. the middle kid has to like hang on the fence and look over it. That's equity. Equality is everybody gets the same step stool, one each, and you can like it or lump it. That's equality.
I think you're right, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So with them trying to boost equity by creating what are those schools called that they're farm schools or whatever? So if you're a musician, you're in band, and people will move their kids so that you can
magnet.
Be in band.
A magnet school. Because it attracts.
It attracts. This is what they're doing. That type of talent. Yeah, they're doing this to...
But then they're upset with the demographics that happen to be into that.
Right. Well, that's... Therein lies... Well, if people would just be real for a minute and understand that the proclivities of different cultures lend themselves to different interactions, then... Okay, look. How do I say this unpolitically? If you put a bunch of guitars, you know, like guitar shops downtown, and I didn't have a car and I didn't have any guitars, I would just live downtown so I could go be near the guitars.
Right.
Because that's my shtick. Right? That's what you're doing.
Well, apparently out in Cambridge, public schools began phasing out advanced math courses in grades 6 through 8 starting in 2017 when district officials noticed sharp racial disparities in the program. Students were being placed in the advanced math track were overwhelmingly white and Asian, while the lower level courses were filled primarily with Black and Latino students. As a result of the change and following further complications from the pandemic, so here we get into the real shit. None of the district's four middle schools offer Algebra 1, which some parents say is actually exacerbating inequality by limiting advanced math to those who can afford private tutors, which I can understand that argument as well. The students who are able to jump into a higher level math class in high school are students from better resource backgrounds. Jacob Barandis, a district parent and Harvard physicist, told the Globe. They're shortchanging a significant number of students, overwhelmingly students from less resourced backgrounds. But their argument is that the less resourced, which is code for Black, weren't going into the program anyways.
So they shit-canned it.
I don't know, man.
I don't either. What if school curriculums were different, right? What if people who wanted to fix things and work on stuff got to go indulge in that? What if people who want to write and paint and create got to go indulge in that? What if people who wanted to math and engineer and architecture got to go indulge in that?
Yep.
I feel like I'd be a lot further along in life if I had the career path then versus like in my 30s when I grew some balls and went, you know, I really don't like this. I want to go do something else.
Yeah.
Oh, look, this is a lot of fun and I make money. Let's do that.
Right. Yep.
So just saying, kids, you don't have to go to college. You can do a lot of things that you want to do. High school, on the other hand, we're still seconded by law to send you to those places.
And high school, generally speaking, the goal is to get you into college.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that.
With very few exceptions.
I'll say this, if I won the big mega millions, the big old one, the $9 billion, I'd open up a bunch of I'd buy all the dogs, rescue all the critters. But after that, I'd help the kiddos. You know, here's a bunch of tech schools for you guys to
yeah.
Check out some online courses you can do from home. Yep. When you're sitting there going, I fucking hate high school. This is terrible. Why do I have to learn this crap? I want to do this. Yeah, we'll put those up for free.
Well, it's like those memes that are popping up now. Should we teach them how to do their taxes? No. Let's teach that there are 43 genders.
Yeah.
And then also education related, I'm going to give you this headline. Guy who repeatedly failed to pass the New York City teacher's exam got over $2 million in a lawsuit because he claimed it was racism that was preventing him from passing the teacher's exam. Now, the dude, Herman Grimm, is 64. So he's, despite this ruling, like, he's not going to become a teacher suddenly. He's just going to take his $2 million and, as it says, retire. So, as it says, he just kept failing this test over and over again. And then was part of a lawsuit of 5,200 people. And so his share is $2 million. I think it's $1 billion total that they ended up paying out to these people that failed it. But I just want to show you. This is the bullet they dodged by not ever having this guy in a classroom.
They knew I wasn't taking him serious because I just wasn't taking him serious. You know, why would you send me letters and tell me about lawsuit? Because I know lawsuit either they'll go through or they won't go through. You know, from reading.
Did you understand any of that?
Homie, you were going to be a teacher? Wait.
Hold on, there's more. Hang on, let me...
And I know a couple of people that had, well, not in education, but they went through lawsuits, and they didn't win or anything like that. Mm. So, to me, this...
And I love how the reporter's like, like, I understand.
You know, but it's... when...
Also, change your fucking smoke detector battery,
dude. I was gonna
say. Especially if you're going to be on TV at your house, change your fucking smoke detector battery.
I finally got it in my head. They kept pushing and kept explaining things piece by piece until I sort of got it in my head and just listened to them and it went from there.
Okay.
But all right. So, I mean, that clears everything up.
That,
right?
Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. Okay, we're good. Good to go. Check.
So this guy just got $2 million because he kept failing the tests in New York City to become a New York City school teacher.
You know what? Good on him. It was cheaper to put him out to pasture than it would, you know, to be to cave and say, all right, you can teach.
I'm glad he never taught any classes.
Just for failing the test, like, there's an irony in there somewhere. I can't find it. He wanted to be a teacher, but he couldn't pass tests. There's an irony in there somewhere. I can't find it.
Well, now he gets $2 million for his troubles. And what did they say? It was like 50-some, so I'm...
How come I can't get $2 million for not passing my piss test?
That'll be next.
That'll be next.
Oh, good Lord.
I know, right?
And then I saw this. I'm like, we've talked about some similar things, and they keep, for whatever reason, failing to come to market.
Oh, sure.
My hunch, as you can see from the headline, I guess we'll get into what it is. $1.5 million raised for Plan A. They've already trademarked it, birth control, seeking clinical trials in 2023. So there's already a thing that it's kind of like a depot shot for dudes where it blocks your sperms from coming up, but I think it has to be delivered at the sac. Anyways, it can be reversed with like a saline injection into the area. Okay. If you decide I want to have kids now.
Oh, so is it like that toilet bowl stuff where you got to move a toilet, pick it up, pour that in there, it solidifies the water, and then you can just move the toilet, and then as soon as you add more water, it just flushes it out.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. Could be something like that.
Interesting.
These things keep failing to come to market because they're dangerous, but then when it's compared to like other drugs, it's like they're not really that dangerous. And as long as you know the risks, I think a lot of dudes would be like, okay, My hunch is it's because women want the control and birth control.
They want the control and birth control. I told Alex they don't like having the control. No,
this
is great. I told Alex that he's like, what do you do on the podcast? And I was like, I don't know. Trevor ambushes me with awesome shit. Bingo. Because here I am just now having all these ideas about, wait, yeah, you're right. Women want the control in birth control. Because
every couple of years, something like this comes up and gets to about this phase. We're raising money. Finally, male birth control.
Nope.
Where is it? Oh, it was too dangerous. Well, was it more dangerous than some of the, I don't know, some other drugs out there? No.
Or procedures.
Yeah, or procedures.
Or, you know, was it more expensive than regret or?
So, like, I mean, even this story was from June, but I didn't see it until now.
Yeah, it's Vasagel. Yep.
The Plan A procedure is similar to that of a non-scalpel vasectomy. Yeah, it's what I was talking about.
Yep.
Where instead of permanently cutting the vas deferens, a gel goes in there.
Yeah, it's injected in there, and then it blocks it up. Semi-solidifies. But when you add salt, yeah.
It dissolves away. So they just squirt a little saline in there, and you're good to go.
Yep. It's that same shit we put in paint cans.
Yeah.
To swallow them up, it is. So we can throw them away.
Yep.
That's genius. Somewhere, somebody was paying way too much child support, and he was working on the day job, and was like, "Hey, I got an idea."
But it never hits market.
No.
Because I think they've just gone, no, birth control is for women.
Women want the control and birth control. Got it. I like that. I mean, I don't like it, but interesting.
So, yeah. I mean, maybe this one will be different, but I have my doubts.
Yeah, doubtful.
And then finally, a little court case here. Recently, a student at Yale was acquitted of rape, and the court, I believe it was the state Supreme Court out there. Where's Yale? Not Massachusetts.
Yep, Connecticut Supreme Court ruled that they can sue for defamation of character.
Yes, sir. Because being falsely accused would be defaming.
Mm-hmm.
So, Saifullah Khan's lawsuit can proceed after the court ruled on June 27th that the former Yalie who was expelled can sue his accuser because the university's sexual assault proceedings did not resemble judicial procedures. And they don't.
They don't. They're not.
They hold the accused private, immediately guilty.
It's a private club, and it is what it is. You sign up for that. Good for you. Step in the right direction.
I mean, I personally think that false accusations should carry the penalty of whatever they're accusing.
What the accusing is. Yeah, sure.
So if you accuse someone of rape and it turns out that you were falsely accusing them, you should just serve the sentence that they would have served.
Absolutely. Rape's a terrible thing. Don't get me wrong.
It is. This is coming from somebody. I would be okay with the death penalty for rapists.
Sure. Absolutely.
But the flip to that is, I would also be okay with the death penalty for false rape accusations.
False rape accusations. Exactly. The worst thing about rape, like the most horrible thing I feel like, is that it's is the abortion thing. Like, you can't get an abortion after rape in some states. And I think that's terrible because, you know, you already served your time for rape, now you got to pay child support.
That's rough. That's rough. You should get a plan A.
Yeah, you should get a plan A. Shouldn't have these monsters, dude. Zing.
They're great.
They are delicious.
Oh, all right. So next up, we got some cool stuff. So we will get into that right now. Cool stuff. You know what's cool stuff?
Kratom?
Kratom is cool stuff.
Yeah, you know, I remembered.
You know where you can get it?
Top Extracts.
That's right. Kratom.mantoolsmedia.com, or click that little QR code over there.
Yep. Oh, so one of the guys that was in the studio was having a really hard time with his back and hips, and like, he's fucked off, right? I was like, you know what? I got a little something, something. He's like, no, I can't take meds. Like, I got to piss a drug test, security clearance type shit. Hanging out, you know the guys I hang out with.
Yep.
Here, bro, have some Top Extracts. Saw him a week after that, fully loaded. He's like, this awesome. Stuff works. It takes, it's, I, how do I put this? It's, I don't think they're like really designed as a pain reliever. However, because of the effects of Kratom, it allowed him to, for the muscle spasms to subside enough to stretch out and then be, and like put the work in.
Right.
Because he couldn't even move before he got, you know, he's like, I'm tired of popping pills. So, the little anecdotal advertising for Top Extracts.
That's good stuff.
Heck yeah.
Well, did you ever wonder when it's appropriate to wear your gay tie?
Yes. I've often now wondered.
Now you know it's only when you go into the country.
Only when you go into the country.
So this is a...
You're wearing white socks and wingtips.
This is a dressing guide for
gentlemen.
The 20s, I think, is when this came out, if I'm not mistaken. So you've got your formal evening, which, of course, is white tie. Yep. Which, that's old school.
That's old school. White tie.
Informal evening is black tie.
Black tie. There are no tails in black
would be,
tie.
That would be a tux with a black bow tie and black cummerbund.
Yep. No top hat.
No top hat. No, that's no, right. No. Formal during the day, though, you would wear a top hat and an ascot.
Ascot. Yep. Black socks, black shoes.
And if you're going to town, you would wear a dark tie with your like gray suit. Town.
I'm just going to argue with this real quick. I'm just going to argue with this one thing real quickly.
Okay.
Because I know this. The bowler... Only if you were middle management.
Mm. Okay. Because
if you're, you can wear a Homburg, which will come up a little bit later, or actually that's, yeah, a Homburg. And if you're going into town and you are bottom of the rung, you wear a flat cap.
Mm.
So there's a little mix and match going on here.
Well, town to country, you wear one of those, what is that thing called? Straw thingy?
Yep.
And what looks like a seersucker suit, you know, good for the heat.
Yeah.
And then going out to the country, you wear your gay tie.
You wear your gay tie. You wear a Homburg and a gay tie and your cotton slacks, cotton jacket. You wear white socks.
And then for sport, like playing golf or something.
Flat cap.
Yep.
Checkered. Always.
Of course. And then the beach, you wear a beret.
But are you having knickerbockers, though? Is that what you're wearing on?
I think for the sport, yeah. I think that's what those
knickerbockers
are.
Knickerbockers.
Yeah. Stockings, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And then for the beach, no socks.
Some Hey Dudes. Some,
Yeah.
A beret.
I just got a kick out of the gay tie.
The gay tie.
How do you know which tie is your gay tie?
It's the one that's a frivolous color. Anything other than black. White tie.
Honey, fetch my gay tie. We're going to the country.
Fetch my gay tie. So it could be yellow. It could be blue. It could be yellow. It could be orange. It'd be any of those gay ties.
All right. Well.
That's hilarious. I like the dude over there, like, working but not working. Like, you didn't need to put him in.
The butler guy?
Yeah, you
didn't. Yeah, like, the guy that's, like, shining the shoes.
The Kingsman over there. Yeah, you didn't need to put him in there, but. The Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yes, sir. This is wild.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've gone even a step further than cryogenics now. Oh. They've just developed the first DNA hard drive Microsoft has. So you can take 1 gram of DNA can store 433 petabytes of data. So they discovered that it can store digital bits of zeros and ones and information. So they've created a digital DNA hard drive, which was the biggest limitation on transferring consciousness. So now we have the capability of transferring consciousness into a storage capacity, And then with now the creation of the ability to create avatars from stem cells,
right,
we can literally take a skin cell from your body, put it under the right chemical conditions in a laboratory, create a clone of you up to whatever age specified, and then transfer your consciousness from your body, your mind, into that new avatar.
Fantastic.
And if they can do that, and you're signed up for that program, you don't have to worry about this.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fight for your life. Fight for your life.
That is a bad bear.
Bad bear.
I ain't got to worry, he's just going to wait for you to come down.
I know, right? Like, you better be going over the mountain, Ozzy Osbourne style, because... Don't worry, the end of the video, the guy just dies of a heart attack. Not one bad word uttered out of that Mormon's mouth.
I don't think I could say the same for myself.
There would have been there would have been a slurry. Just a slurry of profanity coming out of my mouth. Yeah, that poor guy.
Let's pay some bills real quick, and then we'll get into the week in history. Kind of a shorty tonight.
Hey, Mazel Tov.
On my way over here, my brakes made an awful noise, and the last time I got them done, it was so expensive.
You should go to EXO Auto Works. They did a great job on mine, and it was way cheaper than anywhere else I've been.
That sounds great. I need to get their number from you.
At EXO Auto Works, we offer the best price on brake service in town. We include brand new brake pads, rotors, and hardware, which saves you money and gets you on the road faster. See our website for a full list of our services. Call EXO Auto Works today.
For $500, we arrest you in front of your wife or your girlfriend. We come in hot. Police cars, siren, lights, uniform, handcuffs, radio going. Read Miranda. We'll even tase you for an extra $25, but there's a different waiver for that. We leave under very confusing circumstances, so it's hard for them to track you down. We take you to a campsite that's paid for, tent, beer, bait, fishing license, fishing equipment. And on Monday, around noon, we release you at the Waffle House, and we just say it was a big misunderstanding.
In the gutter, fitting climax to a life.
Impressed on the flag, get it started. Hit fire, and it's right.
Well, the week in history brought to you by our friends at Smith & Bradley Men's Watches. A life well lived deserves a watch well worn, and you can get those at smithandbradley.mantoolsmedia.com, or use that little QR code over there. I'm wearing my field watch right now. It's great. That's how I know it's time for history.
History.
All right, this week in history. July 27th, 1909. Why did it skip that? Nope, that's definitely not the right one. Well,
hey, boo boo.
That is numbered way wrong. All right. Oh, I skipped sports.
All right, well, we'll come back to sports.
I skipped sports.
We'll do sports next week. All right. Poor sports.
Here we go.
There it is.
Jeez Louise. July 27th, 1909. Orville Wright sets a world record by staying aloft in an airplane for 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 40 seconds. It wasn't enough for him to invent the damn thing.
Nope, had to go do it too.
Let's see, July 28th, 1996. The discovery of remains of a prehistoric man near Kennewick, Washington, cast doubts on accepted beliefs of when, how, and where the Americas were populated. July 29th, 2005. Astronomers announced the discovery of the dwarf planet Eris, leading to the International Astronomic Union to clarify the definition of a planet, and this eventually ends up resulting in Pluto no longer being counted among planets. They decide it's a dwarf planet. Which I think is pretty lame.
That's sad. Poor Pluto.
We shouldn't lose a planet.
You want to know another fun fact about Pluto? Since its discovery, it's barely made it around the sun once.
That's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I know what I did. I numbered that one 5.4 instead of 8.4. Let's see. July 30th, 1975. Teamster leader Jimmy Hoffa disappears, last seen coming out of a restaurant in Bloomingfield Hills, Michigan. And I'm going to hide this as I skip back forward to That's where right, I'm yeah. supposed to be. Here we go. August 1st, 1966, Charles Whitman.
Whitman.
Yeah, Charles Whitman, shooting from the Texas Tower at the University of Texas, kills 16 people and wounds 31 before being killed himself. And then finally, August 2nd, and I didn't put down the year because I'm a dumbass, Wild Bill Hickok is killed, shot in the back in Deadwood playing cards. And, of course, he had what's now known as the dead man's hand.
The dead man's hand.
But that brings us to the end of the week in his story. And really the end of our show.
Yeah. Remember when we were remodeling the studio, we got an eight of spades? It's the eight of spades. Eight of spades. Dead man's hand, bud. That's going to be my next tattoo. It's a losing hand. It's just like a deuce, a three, a jack, king. No, just jack shit. Nothing. It's going to be perfect. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of another Thrills and Spills episode of Man Tools Media. Check us out at mantoolsmedia.com. Our social links are links.co/mantoolsmedia. Our merch is at merch.mantoolsmedia. Get free shipping if you're on our Facebook group or 20% off if you're a Locals member. Thank you for all of our sponsors. You can find them at sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. Locals members, Taking the Red Pill is out now.
Ted Pill.
I couldn't read it because my glasses suck. Taking the Ted Pill is out now. Get it and all of our members-only content for just $3 a month at mantoolsminions.locals.com. And be on the lookout for Mantools at the Movies, American Circumcision Mazel Tov. I already made that joke today. That was pretty funny. Didn't know that's the one you picked. Again, guys, thanks
that
for...
That was a poll.
Yeah, thanks for watching and listening wherever you take your dump and listen to podcasts. We will be back next week, same man time, same man channel. It's Man Tools. I'm Eric.
I'm Trevor. Good night, everybody.